How to make a jelly plate for silkscreen transfers on ceramics, a step-by-step guide. By Kevin. How to make a jelly plate for silkscreen transfers on ceramics, a step-by-step guide. Silkscreen transfers on ceramics can bring intricate, professional quality designs to your clay pieces. One innovative and easy-to-make tool for this technique is the jelly plate. Jelly plates are soft, flexible, and reusable surfaces that allow you to transfer silkscreen patterns, textures, and designs onto your ceramic projects with ease. In this guide, we'll show you how to make your own jelly plate at home and use it for silkscreen transfers on ceramics. What is a jelly plate? A jelly plate is a gelatin-based printing surface that allows you to transfer designs and patterns onto various mediums, including clay. While commonly used for monoprinting, jelly plates are an excellent tool for silkscreen transfers on ceramics. They offer a smooth, reusable surface perfect for capturing fine details and transferring them onto clay slabs or bisque-fired pieces. Materials needed to make a jelly plate for ceramics. To create your jelly plate, gather the following supplies: unflavored gelatin powder, 4-6 tablespoons, glycerin, available at drugstores, water, 2 cups. Shallow tray or baking pan, size will determine the jelly plate's dimensions, but you can always cut it up into smaller sizes. Mixing bowl, spatula or spoon, ruler, optional for measuring the thickness. Step-by-step guide to making a jelly plate for ceramics. 1. Prepare the gelatin mixture. In a mixing bowl, combine 4-6 tablespoons of unflavored gelatin powder with an equal amount of glycerin. Stir the mixture until fully combined. This mixture will form the flexible base of your jelly plate. 2. Add water and heat the mixture. Heat 2 cups of water until it's warm but not boiling. Gradually add the warm water to the gelatin-glycerin mix while stirring continuously to avoid lumps. Make sure the mixture is smooth and fully blended before proceeding. 3. Pour the mixture into the tray. Once the mixture is smooth, pour it into a shallow tray or baking pan. The size and shape of the tray will determine the final dimensions of your jelly plate, so choose one based on the size of your ceramic pieces. Aim for a depth of about 1/4 to 1/2 inch, which can be checked with a ruler. 4. Allow the jelly plate to set. Leave the tray at room temperature for about 1-2 hours to allow the jelly plate to solidify. Once set, the plate will have a firm but flexible texture, ideal for transferring silkscreen designs. 5. Remove the jelly plate from the tray. Carefully remove the jelly plate from the tray by gently lifting it from the edges. If it sticks, use a spatula to loosen the sides. Your jelly plate is now ready to use for silkscreen transfers on your ceramic projects. How to use a jelly plate for silkscreen transfers on ceramics. Now that you have your jelly plate ready, let's move on to using it for silkscreen transfers on clay. 1. Prepare your ceramic surface. Before transferring your design, make sure your clay surface is smooth. You can use the jelly plate on leather hard clay slabs or bisque-fired pieces. If you're working with a slab of clay, ensure that it is leather hard to prevent warping or smearing during the process. 2. Place the silkscreen on the jelly plate. Position your silkscreen stencil on top of the jelly plate. Make sure the screen lies flat and that the design you want to transfer is aligned properly. You can also add texture or underglaze directly onto the jelly plate for added effects. 3. Apply underglaze or slip. Using a palette knife or a squeegee, gently apply underglaze or slip over the silkscreen stencil. Make sure to apply even pressure as you pull the underglaze or slip across the stencil. The thickened underglaze will push through the mesh design and sit on the surface of the jelly plate. 4. Transfer the design onto the clay. Carefully lift the silkscreen stencil to reveal your design on the jelly plate. Then place your clay slab or bisque piece onto the jelly plate and press down gently. You can use your hands or a brayer to apply even pressure, ensuring the design transfers smoothly onto the ceramic surface. 5. Peel away the clay or bisque. Once the design has transferred, slowly peel the clay or bisque piece away from the gelée plate. Your design should now be cleanly imprinted on your ceramic piece. Let the underglaze or slip dry before moving on to the next steps of your project. Benefits of using a gelée plate for silkscreen transfers on ceramics. Reusable gelée plates can be used over and over, making them a sustainable option for ceramic artists. Flexible and durable. The soft, flexible nature of the gelée plate ensures it captures fine details in your silkscreen designs and transfers them flawlessly onto clay surfaces. Easy to clean. Simply rinse the gelée plate with water after each use to remove any underglaze or slip residue. Cost-effective. Making your own gelée plate at home is inexpensive, allowing you to create a high-quality printing tool without breaking the bank. Maintenance and care of your gelée plate. To extend the life of your gelée plate, rinse it with warm water after each use to remove any underglaze or slip residue. Pat it dry with a clean cloth and store it in a flat, airtight container. Avoid stacking heavy items on top of it, as this can distort the shape. Proper care ensures that your gelée plate stays in great condition for multiple uses. Conclusion. Creating your own gelée plate for silkscreen transfers on ceramics is an easy and cost-effective way to bring intricate designs to life on your pottery. Whether you're working with slabs of clay or bisque-fired pieces, the gelée plate allows you to achieve crisp, detailed prints with minimal effort. Follow the steps in this guide to make your gelée plate and start experimenting with your ceramic designs today. Click here to learn how to use a gelée plate.